Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I think my life changed this morning.
Oh.
And if you're listening, there might be similar moments where this has happened and you go, I can't believe I haven't done this until now. Like, why did I wait? This is incredible.
I'm so glad you finally listened to my advice and you got yourself a poop stool.
No.
I'm so wrapped.
Okay. That's, again, shares a lot about you. Do we need to know it? Probably not. Here we are. But this is actually through no effort or thought on my behalf, which is one of the best things of all time. I've done nothing and I've received everything. I have to thank my wife. Her name's Jess as well. So, Jess, you're an absolute star. Mm-hmm. We have been trying to get a little bit more active this year and been loving going on massive walks. Now, I
love that about an hour into the show every day, your watch goes, stand up, you're lazy.
Yeah.
So and you just do a lap around the studio.
Just do a couple of laps and then it fills my ring, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if you have an Apple Watch user, fill in your ring. Like, you might be listening going, what did you just tell me to do? It's normal wording.
Yeah.
But I'll walk in rain, hail, pitch black. My wife is not so keen on that part. And I think it's because she didn't like get forced to play junior footy when she was a kid.
Of course.
And just got used to just being like completely
frozen
all the time throughout this time of year. And I don't want to pay for a gym membership. Sounds like hard work. Meh. Finding the time for it. Meh. Effort. Meh.
That's mainly the money thing.
Yeah, it's the money thing. But my wife was like, I want to be able to, like, she's quite busy with work. Like, she's got a real job. So she's like, I'm quite busy. I'm finding it hard, especially now that it's colder. And like last week when it rained pretty much every day, she was like, I didn't really get to go for walks. So she bought not a treadmill, but a walking pad.
Oh.
Which is like it's like a mini
yes,
treadmill.
I've always wanted one, but it scares me because I'm so unbalanced.
Yeah, so just think about,
you don't have anything to hold on to.
Yeah, so just think about a treadmill. Take off the top thing, like the arms and the little buttons and all that stuff, and then really reduce the size of the walking path. And that was it. And it's like 25 kilos, super light, hides under the couch. And it arrived yesterday afternoon. My wife's been in the city since last night, and she's like been in there all day. So this morning I was by myself. Son was in daycare, so I was like, all right, well, I'll unpack this so that when my wife gets home, she can use it this afternoon. And I plugged it in, plonked it in front of the TV, and I was like, I'm going to watch an episode of something. I'm going to just, like, I'm not going to look at my watch.
Just have a stroll.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at how long I've been doing this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to just walk the whole thing.
So did you feel unsteady? Like, how did it feel actually walking?
There were two times where I fell off.
Oh.
Well, not fell. I just came off the back.
Yeah.
Because I moved everything. Like, I moved the couch and I was like, all right, well, I don't want to fall and hurt myself. So I'll just, but walking pad in front of the TV. And I just, walked in front of the telly for 50 minutes. And like when you used to think of like treadmills, you just go, they're so big.
Yeah.
They're so bulky.
And how boring.
How boring.
Yeah.
I could walk on a walking pad all day.
Really?
Just in the same, I was like, I brought a little table over to it that had like a bottle of water, the TV remotes, my phone, just everything just plonked it there. Walk, walk, walk. Messaging you about work stuff, making some phone calls, did some banking, all while I was just on this. And I was like, this is excellent. I took it to the kitchen, started doing some tidying because I was like, I want to see how.
Oh, my God.
Where I can use this. Because the whole point is like, all right, trying to like find extra places to do this exercise. And if you're into exercise and you're listening to this, you might be like, what an idiot. But I've tried it in like five different rooms in my house. So much so that I was almost late to work today because I just kept taking
you
it.
You did. That
around.
Was one of the text messages you sent me.
Well, it's because I was like, well, I'm walking everywhere, but I'm walking nowhere at the same time. I love it. It's incredible. And like my wife could put it at her workbench and work. Like you'd really have to find your zone to make sure you're not falling off. But man, walking pad for life. It's a new me.
I mean, we did have ergonomic chairs here in the office at one stage. Do you think we need to get walking pads in the office?
If I brought my walking pad in, I could do a whole show. Just
really?
I mean, it'd be a bit. There'd be a bit of noise.
How noisy is it?
But I think after the first 20 minutes, everyone would just get used to the noise. So I could bring it in and just do it for a whole show and just show you how much you can do when I'm technically doing nothing at all.
Okay.
So
I'm intrigued. I'm a little scared. And I probably won't get on it because I'm terrified. But you do you, boo. I'm proud of you. Fill in them rings anywhere you can do it.
All right. Well, I'll see. I'll bring it in because
Yeah, I want to see it.
I think we'll start the show with it, and if it's a bit distracting,
then we can ditch it. Good. All right.
I do need a lift to work with my 25 kilo walking pad on Monday.
No, I think you can walk here.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I want to talk about something that I feel like I'm definitely not an authority on. And a lot of people, when they find out this about me, are shocked.
Right. I mean, not to be too offensive, but what a wild category. This could be huge. There's so many things that I would say you're not educated on, but sure.
I'm not a donut eater. I don't eat donuts.
No. Donuts for donuts.
Yep. I'm just not, it's just not in my personality.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said. You are allowed to not like a food.
Yeah. No, but when I tell people, oh, I don't like donuts, they go, oh, they always start off with the first question. Have you tried XYZ donut?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's always like, oh, but you haven't had this donut yet.
You get so offended by it. People are just, like, people that like donuts, they like them. So they go,
when people like donuts, they love donuts.
Maybe you like this because I want you to enjoy something.
Too, like, yeasty.
Oh, cool. Negative Nelly's here. Is Negative Nelly also going on maternity leave? I hope she is.
Who knows? Depends who you get as your next co-host.
That's a good point.
But I wanted to talk about Gus. He does the promotions. Here.
Young Gus. Okay.
He came to me yesterday with an outrageous claim. And again, I'm not an authority on this, so I was outraged, but maybe this is standard these days. He said he went to buy a donut and it was nearly $7 for a single donut.
How big was it? Because there's some donuts are huge.
Right.
And they're worth it.
I think it was just a standard donut from what he was saying. He was like, am I paying extra for toppings? Like, what is this?
Right.
Ridiculous. And I was like, as far as I'm concerned, a donut's $1.50.
No.
No?
Like for the tiny, tiny ones, yeah. But like some of the donuts
like if
I
go to the supermarket, I can buy a 12-pack for like $15. Why am I paying $7 for a single donut?
Well, if we use that mentality, then no restaurant would be fancy. It wouldn't be restaurants.
Fair.
So, like, why? Like, that's a terrible example.
I'm speaking out of turn here because I'm not a donut eater, so I don't have a reference for donuts. You tell me, what is an acceptable amount to spend on a donut?
I think my favorite donut, I believe, costs $5.50.
$5.50?
And they should be charging $40. This thing is incredible. Donuts, like a pink donut, is my literal favorite treat.
Like, are you talking like a Simpsons kind of?
Yeah, like think Homer Simpson, yeah. Pink sprinkles on it. I don't even say, can I have a strawberry donut? I say, give me that pink donut.
Yeah.
Give me that pinky D right now. I love it. And I would pay, like if it, this is the thing, you learn. So I've overpaid for a donut and you go, sure. Well, I tried. It said it was a gourmet donut.
How much
donut.
Is overpaying?
I think $7 for one single donut is my limit.
That's your max.
$7 maximum.
If they were like $7.40.
Probably not. It'd have to be a comically, like you'd be like, donut for two. Like, yeah. That's how big it would have to be. But my favorite donut is $5.50. Or I haven't bought it in forever. So inflation.
It might have gone up.
But yeah, it's $5.50.
Inflation. Well, let's get the phones. 52232955. What is a reasonable amount that a donut should cost?
Because so, like for context, my wife once, I think I was having a down day. She was like, oh, you've been working hard. You're feeling a bit down. I bought you some pink donuts.
Yeah.
And she bought the home brand ones from the supermarket. And I
you
was
were like, my bad day just got worse.
Yeah, I was like, well, thanks for staxing on. Unbelievable. I was like, I could, because I said to her, I was like, imagine if I, like you were having a bad day and I went and got you something you really love, like flowers. But I was like, I also picked them off the middle of the highway. And a dog was weighing on them when I plucked them. But here you go.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's the same thing. So, yeah, it was a very extreme way for me to tell her, I appreciate what you've done, but try again harder next time.
So romantic.
Now she knows.
On 52232955, what is the most a donut should cost?
I like it. We can round it out. We can send this out to all the people that make and sell donuts across the
world. Yeah, let's just have a general consensus so that when we see it, we can call it out.
Because then if we go there, we can be like, oh, actually, didn't you hear on the radio that you're not allowed to be more than this? So you actually have to...
It's law.
Back of house, sort it out, 52232955. And we find ourselves in an interesting point, Jess, where you are uneducated about something but furious. And I would like you to unpack that a bit more.
Well, I mean, I'm uneducated because I'm not a donut person. And when people find this out about me, they're always disgusted. And
I think you might be reading into it.
You should see the face that people give me, Tim. It's the same face that young Gus is giving me right now because we brought him into the studio.
Hello, young Gus.
Hello. Got a big old stink eye for Jess right here.
Yes. Oh, man, you're tearing a hole through her
right
now.
We were discussing donuts the other day because Gus went to buy himself a donut and it was, what, nearly $7?
The one I bought was actually $5.50. The one I wanted was $7. But I bought $6.50 in change. So I was unable to get it. That's
genuinely heartbreaking.
I figured that would be enough, surely, for what I want. I
think, surely. Yeah. That's what we're talking about on 52232955. What is the most a donut should cost?
I reckon Gus and I might go to the same donut place because if he's talking $5.50, I'm talking $5.50 for my favorite donut.
Yeah.
What's on the $7 donut?
There was a couple there. There was a Biscoff one, which is the one I wanted.
We have the same donut guy.
Yeah.
Are we talking pink sprinkles?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
100%.
That's the way to do
Simpsons
it.
Simpsons donut, as we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I was trying to think of a way to explain it, Jess, to you that you'd understand. Like, so there are different, quality of, like a KitchenAid, right?
Right.
Like, KitchenAid is the top level.
Yes.
Like, it's engineered perfection for...
Oh, that's going to last you for life.
Yeah. So, like, that's... Donuts can be that. And there can be donuts where it's just someone with a bowl and a spoon. Do you understand where I'm coming from? So there's different levels
so
of
anyone
quality.
Anyone can make a donut.
Anyone can make a donut. It doesn't have to be good.
Right.
Like car brands. Like there are car brands that are more reliable, more luxurious than others.
Well, Gus, so $7 was too much for you?
At the time, yeah, because I had $6.50.
But if you had the extra 50 cents, would you have gone for that $7 donut?
I think I would have because it just feels so special. Like, you know, like if you have the money, it's like Tim's talking about luxury car brands. Like if I'm rich, I'll get a Ferrari. I'm not going
to
get a Toyota.
Because I did send you to another bakery. I did send you to another bakery that had $1.50 donuts, and you told me it wasn't as good.
It wasn't as good, but if we're talking price to taste ratio, they're probably on par with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
See, Gus is putting it through the filters that I'm doing as well, because you can get 6 donuts from a supermarket for probably the same price as you get one single donut from other places.
Oh, and
but
if someone walked into this studio right now holding a dozen donuts, it doesn't matter where they're from, you guys are taking one, right?
But yeah, it's like, again... If you work for someone and they give you a work car, you're not going to complain about it. You'll drive that.
Yeah.
Am I going to appreciate it?
No.
Because I know I can get something better somewhere else. But hey, I'm getting this right now for free. So I will.
Would you rather one Ferrari or 6 bad cars for the same amount of
six
money?
Bad cars.
Yeah.
Well, you've got one bad car, so I can understand. All right. Well, Gus, we still have to put a dollar amount on this. What's too much for a single donut?
You guys tell me.
Are we just talking plain iced, sprinkles?
Yeah.
Yep.
$7 for me.
$7 is too much.
That's the limit.
I think it's a little bit lower than that. I think it's about $6.50. So
Tim and Jess, the podcast. Tim, you know the Tim and Jess show has always been a proud supporter of Short Kings.
I think there needs to be more people championing Short Kings.
I think not a lot of people do, so we really took on that role.
It's been something that I just found it very strange that it was totally okay to make fun of a man's height for so long. It was really weird.
Yeah.
And if anything, I'm jealous I'm not in the Short King community because I see this is the thing. Like I'm not in the community because I'm 184 centimeters.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want, you're a Short King or you're a Short Queen. You're 164?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, I can only speak as a supportive member, as an ally of the Short King community, whereas you are in there.
I mean, I feel like I championed Short Kings before anyone else, Tim. Like, before my husband, you know, my husband's 6'3". But before my husband, I exclusively dated men that were my height or shorter.
Which is just like,
wild.
Where'd you find them? That's what I want to know.
I attract them like a magnet.
Sure.
But I do want to talk about Short Kings with all of that caveat in mind. Because there's been a new study done into Short Kings at ACU, the Australian Catholic University. And they found there's a connection between height and intersexual competition found in shorter men.
Like competitiveness?
Yeah. So short man syndrome is what they describe it as.
I call it that. Well, I mean, I've heard...
it's science.
I know, because you hear people say, like, in a derogatory way, you know, like, little man syndrome.
Yeah.
which is not nice.
Short man syndrome is characterized by short men displaying more aggression, toughness, and dominance to compensate for their lack of vertical challenge.
Oh. What terrible wording they've used.
Yeah, yeah. So they found through this study that height was the fundamental variable in the selection of this like competitive nature between men.
I mean, I guess if you've repeatedly the end of a joke and people just, they bring it up with and they're like, yeah, you're probably going to get a little bit shitty. Everyone keeps commenting on your height.
Like, yeah, but do you think, like, the think of the short kings in your life. Do you think they're more aggressive than taller ones? Because, like, my husband is the biggest, like, cuddly, teddy bear. And I, like, I've been with him over 7 years. He's never once raised his voice.
See, the thing that I find interesting is, like, so you're, one, as we mentioned before, 164 centimeters.
Yeah.
But if people were to look at you, they wouldn't go, oh, you're a short girl.
No.
You know? But if I was 164 centimeters.
You do, almost every day.
Yeah, well, it's because in photos, my chin is over the top of your head. And it's not good for framing. So, but if I was 164 centimeters, people would be like, oh, Tim's a short guy.
Yeah.
So that's,
all the time.
That's a weird thing. Because I guess, is it Hollywood presenting these tall giants we look up to?
Like, I wouldn't call myself a tall girl either.
No.
But I feel like there are girls that are shorter than me.
You, that then.
So I feel like for guys, you would consider a short king under 6 foot.
Well, you're full of rage and you're short, you know?
But I feel like for girls, you have to be under 4 foot.
Under four? That's a toddler. that's a 4 to 10 year old that you've just described.
Well,
there.
I'm what, 5 foot, 5 foot three, 5 foot four?
I'm more on the centimeters than
sure.
the feetage.
Yeah.
But. Like, you're a little angry pocket rocket.
Do you think so?
You've got so much rage
in you. I am filled with rage. I am. A lot of people are like, oh, Jess, how do you stay so happy and smiley? They don't know the real me.
No. They don't see, like, that Arthur meme of the fist clenched the whole time.
Or me yelling at my computer because the HDMI cord keeps unconnecting.
Yeah. Like, genuinely, I said this to you this morning. I was like, I'm surprised that you're letting a HDMI cord affect your life so much. Like, you can choose to just be like, that's...
I feel like someone's messing with me. I feel like someone has, like, replaced all the HDMI cords in my life.
I've got better things to do. I'm being completely honest. But this is a start. This was meant to be about Short Kings.
Yes.
And you're talking about your little anger.
I got distracted by HDMI cords again.
Yeah, I think you might have, like, a little woman syndrome.
Short Kings, I'm so sorry. Apparently, you have short man syndrome. Right. So that's not me. That's science.
Hey, as someone who's diagnosed with it, you're the best person to speak on it. So we appreciate your time, Jess.
This is Tim and Jess.
I know when Ava from the newsroom was in here earlier, have you been paying attention, but on the radio, she talked about a cricket story because the World Test Championship is taking place at the moment between Australia and South Africa in England.
Yes.
Totally normal thing to say. But essentially, it's like Test Cricket's grand final. They do it over a two-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Australia to South Africa qualified. The game's always played in England. So a lot of former Aussie cricketers are going over there to be on the commentary team or reporting, doing media, all those kind of things.
Very cool.
One of them is former Australian opener, batting legend, Matthew Hayden. Surely that name's familiar to you.
I have heard that name, yes.
Okay. Well, you've met him. You've actually worked with him.
Yeah.
Do you remember that part? You worked at a car dealership with him for a weekend.
Remember when we were out front of GMHBA Stadium a few weeks ago and I said, who's that bloke on the Intersport building? I feel like he's got a familiar face.
Joel,
like,
Selwood.
You've no cricketer that I'd worked with.
Oh, Steve
with.
Smith. Yeah. Anyway, but Matthew Hayden.
I've worked with many a cricketer.
Yeah, Matthew Hayden has been, like, in the news the last couple of days because he's over in England. It's their summer over there. But his thing is he likes to wear a big old cowboy hat and people are loving it.
That's amazing.
Well, he's from, like, Queensland. He, like, is every version of himself wearing this big old cowboy hat. If you have a look at the photo online, it's incredible. It is a hard look to pull off. I have a challenging skull. It's deep. Not
such a
wide.
Great way to describe it.
So, like, I find it very hard for hats to fit me. And if you're listening, you either are probably in camp A of, like, what do you mean you have a weird?
Oh, that's a bold hat.
That is a bold hat. Or if you have an interesting shaped head, like myself, you're like, oh man, I understand the challenge. So, I look at that and I go, that's the dream.
Yeah.
But then I, like, with Dad's Akubras, that he would be like, oh, try this on. Like, it looks like my dad wearing an Akubra looks right.
You wearing an Akubra looks like a costume.
Oh, yeah. It's like I'm playing dress up. And
my husband always wanted an Akubra. Like, from the moment we met, he, you know, we were in, you know, central Queensland. And so he was very much like, oh, one day I'm going to get an Akubra. And he wanted to be referred to as Aussie Akshay.
Good on him.
And I've never bought him one because he too has a challenging head.
Yeah, so he gets it because it fits. So what the issue I have is that for most hats, like a cowboy hat or an Akubra, it's like aggressively tight from the front where my forehead is to the back of my head. Like,
and then you can put two hands on the sides.
You could put a six pack of beer both sides. Just so much room on the space.
Yeah.
Deep skull, very thin.
I don't know how I feel about this because it feels like it's just so big.
It is enormous.
It is like it's not just like wide brimmed. Yeah. It's very tall too.
I had a mate that did.
How did he get this over to England?
I mean, you would have had to take a, like, you can buy hat carry-on luggage to protect them because you do that thing where you pack a whole bunch of T-shirts and you shove it under the head. In the suitcase, then you build around the giant hat. Those Peaky Blinder caps also became very popular in the 2010s. A mate of mine, he was wearing it beforehand, and when it got popular from the show, he stopped wearing it. And, like, he was our quirky hat friend. And now we don't have a quirky hat friend anymore.
Yeah.
Because we've all
you
just
could
got...
be the quirky hat guy. With your new long hair.
A challenging
skull. I feel like you could take it on.
I have not got cowboy hat vibes.
Maybe you need to get one of those. What are those hats with the corks hanging off of them?
Oh, like a tourist hat. Yeah, sure. I'll popularise that.
No, but like the corks would distract from like how large your head is.
Yeah, the wind tunnels on the side of my head of the two park cars that you could fit in there because of how thin my head is. Yes, I agree. I would be a laughing stock. Jess, you're right.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.